Now we are given the list of the catalog of David's mighty men. Now that seems strange right here that we have that given. Now, these are the men who came to David during the time of his rejection. And now that he has been elevated to the place of kingship, these men are elevated also. Now, may I say the corollary here with the Lord Jesus Christ is something you just can't pass by. The Lord Jesus Christ today is calling out a people to his name. There is mighty men. These are the days of his rejection. Just as David was rejected, he was to be king. But he hadn't come to the throne yet because Saul was reigning. And God gave Saul every opportunity to make good, and he didn't. And so David was in a period of rejection, but he gathered his mighty man. Now Christ today is rejected by the world. You don't have to labor to make that point. If you can't see that, you can't see anything. You and I live in a world where the Lord Jesus Christ is rejected. But during this period, he's calling out a people to his name. But he's the king. And one of these days, he's coming to the place of rulership. Now, he is our Lord and our Master, our Savior today. So we have to wait until he comes to the place of kingship. Then we're told we're to reign with him. But if he's rejected, I don't know why in the world believers want to try to become the most popular person in town. You can't be. The Lord Jesus said, if the world hated me, they're going to hate you. And my friend, if you were popular today, I remember that the late Dr. Bob Shula here in Los Angeles, he used to say, told me this on one occasion, I've heard him say it publicly. He said, I judge a man not by the friends he has, but by the enemies he has. And if you got the right kind of enemies, you're all right. I want to make sure always that the devil's crowd doesn't like me. I'm very happy to be able to say today that those that don't like Bible study, that was always true in the church. Those that were against Bible study hated to study the Word. Now, they carried a big Bible and were very pious, but they really hated to study the Word. I'm glad that I was not their friend because I insisted on Bible study, you see. And you judge by your enemies. Who are your enemies today? Now, we're in the period of the rejection of Christ, but he's calling out his mighty man.